Hey everyone, my name is Bryce Rankins, and you're listening to episode 14 of Sneaky Geek.
My name is Bryce Rankins, and
why are you always calm with this kind of shit?
Because I want to be.
No. And you just saw.
You're so
freaking
loud.
Yeah. It's you're a reactionary. So I'm excited. You're not excited enough.
Oh, man, you made it clip though.
You clipped so hard. We're here with Florence.
Clipped it so hard.
And we just saw. We just saw Star Wars.
We saw Star Wars.
We did. We saw Star Wars.
We saw The Last Jedi.
Star Wars.
It was a new Star Wars. For new warring stars, it was great. It was so good.
It was good. Really
I loved
good.
It. And we are reporting to you right now from the inside of Brian's car in the parking garage, clearly above some sort of after party, which is way
really loud.
Too loud down there.
So you know, if you hear something, that's what's going on.
Yeah, all that.
I mean, no, we're totally at the party recording right now.
Yeah, we're here. We're here at the party.
Yeah, we just took a break.
Yeah, we just took a break from all that partying.
Oh, so much partying right
Chill,
now.
Chill, John Boyega. I'll come do cocaine with you later. Sorry, Mom.
Gotta go back to the club later.
Ryan Johnson was here, though.
Ryan Johnson
was
here.
So, movie gets ready to start. All of a sudden, like, this group of people shows up to the right side of the theater, and then some dude on a mic starts talking, and I'm like, he looks really familiar.
And he introduces the show.
He introduces the movie.
He mispronounces Ryan Johnson's name. He's like, directed by
Rian Johnson.
Something. And then Brian leans over and he's like, I think it was actually Ryan Johnson.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I didn't realize that that happened until after we saw the movie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like, most of the theater didn't.
I saw it happen.
No, yeah, most of the theater.
Mostly had no idea.
They kind of half-talked over him.
I'm glad that somebody pointed it out to me because I would never know. You know, I would see things online later like, oh yeah, like Ryan Johnson introduced the movie at this one screening. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Too bad I wasn't at that screening.
Yeah, right.
I fucking was.
Oh, but yeah.
We still screamed and wooed when he said, who wants to watch a Star Wars movie?
Yeah, we did.
Like, he got us all hyped. It was great.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, but I was like, why is everyone hyped over this, like, random movie theater person who's just...
Yeah, and he dressed in an Arclight...
Yeah, he seriously had an Arclight shirt on.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. So, we saw Star Wars, and it was great.
It was
And that, there's so much to talk about. There's so much to talk about.
There's so much...
Okay, first of all, this was a great middle Star Wars.
It was.
I thought it took... a lot of great elements from Empire Strikes Back.
And Jedi, I felt like. There were some Jedi aspects in it, which was nice.
And like we heard from various sources, it started off kind of exactly almost like Empire, but then it kind of veered off into its own thing.
Yeah, which is really cool. It mirrored some things every once in a while.
Similar aspects to it, but it did do its own thing, which was really cool.
Yeah.
Oh man, there's just so much.
We're still calming down from it.
Yeah.
Oh,
the hype is so real. It was so much going on.
I needed a drink after it.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Which
I mean, it was
acquired,
and I'm
like, I'm good.
Yeah, it was the longest Star Wars movie so far.
Oh,
yeah, it was 2.5 hours.
Right. Like a solid 2.5 hours.
And I was on the edge of my seat the entire time.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Like, hyperventilating.
Back and forth. Lou felt all of the feels, sometimes all at once, mostly spread out, but like the entire movie.
Oh my God.
So obviously we're going to talk about spoilers here. So if you haven't seen it, why are you even listening to this right now?
Yeah, seriously, go see it and then come back.
And then
we'll wait.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. And we're back. How
Dude,
was it? Did you love
great?
It? It was so good. It was such a good movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about our trailer breakdown and some of the thoughts we had beforehand, afterhand, etc. The Hothcat things were...
Hothcat?
They were like Hothcats. They reminded me of... Well, first they reminded me of Hothcats from freaking Super Empire Strikes Back, which I've been referencing like
all
seven
day.
Times the last like week, but especially a lot today. But then they also reminded me of Loathcats from Star Wars Rebels, which were which was great. Like I, at one point, I leaned over and I said, "Follow the white Loathcat."
Yeah, and we chuckled pretty good.
It was quality.
So the entire movie, well,
super red herring.
Yeah,
like,
oh,
that
yeah.
trailer was exactly what we
just
thought
like
it was.
We called it.
Lighting was wrong. But that being said, he did offer his hand
that was straight
to
up
Rey.
Was, yeah,
and she almost took it.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she busted
that. Whole scene. Yeah.
And then that scene with the lightsaber in between them, and just like hovering with both of them being like, "I have a strong force power. I have a strong force power." I totally expected Luke to come in at that point too. When it started really like pushing them both apart, like I thought for sure that was because Luke was coming on board and was gonna be like, "Get bitches, give me my lightsaber back."
Yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Oh, so, Luke.
Luke was awesome.
Luke died.
He died. But is he really gone though?
No.
No. Force ghost.
Not.
Like
You know, it was funny, like they softened the blow somehow. Because like obviously like he didn't. Okay, so like Kylo Ren cut him in half, but it wasn't really him, so they didn't really kill him. But like he, oh man, I can't.
Force
even.
Projected himself.
He like force projected. He like projected himself into the Matrix and like basically died.
I hate to be the guy who says I knew it, but as soon as he sat down with Leia, I was like, that's not Luke. Luke has a gray beard, and that beard is, like, super dark.
Yeah. See, I thought maybe he just cleaned himself up. He's like, you know what?
What, with a little bit of touch of gray? Like,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Just, hey, I got some Rogaine, and I brushed some mascara into my beard, and now I look good again.
Yeah, maybe there's some, like, animals that he can milk that, like, has a dye or something.
Oh, my God, that green milk.
Oh, man.
Yeah, move aside, blue milk. Green milk is all about.
Fresh green milk. Fresh from the tit.
Raw green milk here. Is that? You think that milk is organic? Do you think that whatever that was?
Yeah, totally.
Is GMO free?
And that shit.
No.
Not on Luke's side.
I'm just saying, maybe those guys have been fed by those little things.
The porgs?
No.
Oh, no, the caretakers.
The caretakers.
Yeah.
Maybe. You know, the porgs kind of piss me off.
I love the porgs.
I mean, they're really cute. They're really cute, but they're...
I love that they were in the way.
Yeah.
They are there for the sole purpose that they are cute.
Right. I feel like they were what Baby Groot in Guardians 2 should have been. Rather than just, like, being focused on the entire fucking time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least they didn't focus on the porg too much. Because I feel like porgs are so overrated now because they're in the trailer. There's one in the trailer.
And they kind of blew up. And there's toys everywhere now.
A girl came wearing a porg hoodie.
They weren't even really that big of a deal in the movie.
Yeah.
No.
So, which was cool.
No, they were just really cute. Fine. And I liked that they're, like, that they literally just got in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Chewbacca had to, like, shove one aside so that he could do his job.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fly the Falcon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chewie was awesome, as usual.
Chewie was so awesome.
Oh, man, this whole
I don't
movie.
Think I've ever noticed Chewie's eye color as much as I have in this movie.
They really just...
Because Peter Mayhew's eyes, I feel like, are lighter now than they were when he was younger.
Maybe. But they also have like a different actor in there. Some of the scenes it was...
really?
Because he can't move.
He
can't move
apart.
Well. Yeah, he's really old. Plus, he's crazy tall, and he's just breaking down.
Yeah.
So the same guy that's playing. If there's any scene where he's like, where Chewie's sitting down, that's Peter Mayhew. If there's anything where he's up and running around and doing actiony, it's this new guy. I can't think of his name. It's super Swedish, I think.
Well, the ones where I noticed his eyes the most were when he was sitting down eating and when he was in the ship.
Then it could be.
When he, like, jumps in or knocks the door down and stuff.
God, that was so cool.
Like, I was surprised. I thought Rey was doing the...
The Force, yeah.
Yeah.
It was Chewie.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then, okay, so we got Luke, we got Chewie, we got Leia. That was so...
So,
oh, boy.
Playing that little
shit myself when the thing blew up.
Yeah, and I was
when they took her out. I was like,
yeah, I was like, wait,
that was
that
quick.
Happened really quickly.
How did that? Why?
But no, then she turned into superhero Leia and decided that she was gonna fly back to the
use
ship.
Use her force
and
freaking pull herself back in and then go collapse.
Yeah, rightfully so.
She's so badass. Mm-hmm. And I really liked the Leia book and the Bloodline book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And both of those heavily hint that Leia is way more force sensitive than any of the original trilogy like lets on.
Yeah.
At least in this new canon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even Bloodline, it even says that Luke showed her some stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, meditations and then light.
Yeah. So she's definitely more in tune with her already existing force powers, which get her through. Like when she and Kier are on the rock and his portable force shield goes down in the Leia book.
Oh.
And she like basically force jumps around the rock and he's like, how did you, why would you do that? And she's like, I don't know, I just felt like I could.
Yeah.
You know, she very, very much is like using some.
Yeah. 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 She's definitely more in tune with force. It. Yeah.
In that book, that was like the one time that I noticed her force usage, but.
Everything else, it just seemed like instinctual, right place, right time kind of stuff.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I feel like I need to reread that book now and like pay attention.
It's really good. If you haven't read it, go read it.
Yeah. And Emmeline Haldo was...
Introduced in that.
Was introduced in that book, and I was way more upset about what happened to Emmeline Haldo in the movie than I would have been
if
I hadn't read that book.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Dude, that was
the Did you just realize best. That was her?
I just realized that was her.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Right?
Oh my God. No. Oh, no wonder she had purple hair.
Yeah.
God purple hair,
but a kind of calm, but a little bit weird
Everything
looking outfit.
Everything makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, well, when I was reading the book, I'm like, this is Luna Lovegood right now.
No, it's basically the Star Wars version of Luna.
For sure.
And it's awesome. Not in a bad way.
Oh, yeah. I knew I recognized that name. I, like, heard Haldo, and I was like, that sounded sort of familiar.
Wow. I could have done a little more eccentricity.
Yeah, I feel like she wasn't quite weird enough, but I also like that there were things about her that were very mysterious. Like, she's like, that guy's wild. I like it.
Yeah.
She just stunned him and kicked his ass.
I know, I was like...
He just tried to mutiny me. He's a good guy.
Yeah, no, there was a point there where I was like, is she going to just, like, make out with Poe right now? What
There was a mild Laura Dern sexual tension going on there. Laura Dern with purple hair.
Laura Dern.
Yes, please.
Great.
As always.
Dude.
I know neither of you saw, like, the new Twin Peaks, but, like,
was she in there?
Yeah, she was in the new Twin Peaks.
Oh, man.
Her most memorable line was, fuck you, Albert.
Nice.
And I was like, I want her to do that. But, I can't believe that was Emmeline Haldo. I feel I'm an idiot.
Emmeline Haldo, who found out about the size of the rebellion.
Yeah.
Like, went out going into a fleet.
Spoilers for the book. BT dubs.
God.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Anyways.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm disappointed in myself that I didn't realize that on my own.
Oh, man.
Thanks. She's so
well, now you have to watch it again, and then now you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of new characters that are introduced.
Tons. Yep.
And some of the characters that were introduced in the last movie were kind of fleshed out. Mm-hmm. Like Snoke was not really fleshed out.
Snoke was fleshed out.
We saw him, which was cool.
Literally fleshed out because they cut him in half.
Oh snap!
But we know nothing. We still know nothing.
No, we know he has force powers. He's got the lightning.
We know that he can do force powers from across the galaxy via hologram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I thought that because they were bridging Kylo Ren and Rey, and they were like. Talking to each other like across the galaxy.
That was really cool.
It was
interesting.
It was weird.
It was really weird. But I kind of dug it.
Yeah, no, I was like, this is weird, and I wasn't really like settled on it until Snoke was like, I did that. I'm like, oh, you were doing that. Okay.
Which was interesting because how did you do that?
Yeah, he's got some seriously cross-galactic power action going on. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if they're doing the whole, because there are fewer people doing this, there's more power concentrated in each person.
Like Nova in Marvel?
Kinda.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like that. I don't necessarily think it's a good idea, but
they haven't even played the Force up like that in the books or the comics TV show.
So why is he so...
Why is he there? Who trained him? Where did he come from?
Yeah.
We didn't get any of that, and it kind of bugged me because I really wanted to like Snoke a lot more if I knew more about him.
Yeah.
And I get it because Rian Johnson even did an interview. He's like, we see Snoke, but he's very much going to be an emperor-like character where in the original trilogy, you didn't really know much about him. You know he's a big and powerful.
Yeah, you didn't know anything about Sheev.
And I kind of wanted to go that way with him. And it was like, okay, but I still want more.
I'm honestly the only part of the movie where I was like completely like, what? Are you kidding me? Like,
Phasma?
Seriously?
Phasma.
No. Even that, I was like, well, that sucks. She definitely survived that. When Snoke appeared initially, and like his face is all giant in the
in the hologram.
And I'm like, yes, hologram, Snoke, giant face, kick this guy's ass. Uh-huh. But then when he shoves him to the ground and then slides him around, uh-huh. I was like, is Snoke on the ship? Who's shoving him around right now?
Oh, I was okay with that. I was like, Snoke's crazy powerful. He's doing that from a
via hologram.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's
like,
badass.
It's cool, but it's like
that.
well beyond anything I've ever seen.
Well, that's how powerful Snoke is.
I mean, whatever. He's got great interior design taste.
Yeah. Oh, his room?
Oh, his throne room.
Thing? The fucking best.
Like red. So... And he has, what, like six, like, seven guards or whatever that's around him? Like,
yeah,
matching the room?
Fighting. Yeah.
Yeah, when your
great.
Interior decorating
was,
matches your
good,
your personal guard.
Oh, yeah.
Strong choices.
That was a good scene.
Jonathan and Drew couldn't have done shit to that place to make it better.
Nope.
Nope.
Not at all.
Damn.
But can we complain about Phasma, though?
Okay, let's complain about Phasma.
Please.
I read. So, we all read.
You did. I actually only read the comic.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, some of us read.
Florence and I read the book.
An entire fucking book. About her, and then we also read a comic,
which is cool. Comic.
The book was, I liked it, but not as a Star Wars novel.
Yeah, it was
because it was weird, and I was I think I'm reading a Game of Thrones. Maybe I'm reading a Brienne of Tarth origin story, not a Captain Phasma origin story.
Yeah, it was. The book had some okay story points. And it kind of got into a little bit of the backstory of the First Order and, like, how they work, which was cool.
Yeah.
But everything in the middle was completely unnecessary and long and drawn out. And you're like... And then it kind of built Phasma up to be kind of a bitch and not in a cool way.
Yeah, because I thought we were going to, like, at the end of the book, going to, like, feel bad for her and...
Yeah, or at least, like, identify with her a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Identify with her, but...
And I get nothing.
But it... Yeah, no, you really didn't.
And then you see her in this movie, and she walks out like a badass, and you're like, oh. Although, at the same time, I completely forgot about Phasma until she showed up.
I mean, she did get a lot more screen time in this one.
I
mean.
Did she?
Yeah, she went all the way up to the execution, and then...
Well, I don't know if it was that much more.
No. She was the one who showed up when they were about to destroy the tracking device.
Yeah.
And yeah, but that was like more than three quarters in the movie,
yeah.
Though.
Oh, sure, yeah. No, she didn't get a lot of time, but she definitely was in the movie, and her presence, she had a lot more lines. It was more than just, you know, little, you know, effing blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways.
She just, like, falls into a chasm of fire.
Yeah. And that's it. She had a cool little fight scene with Finn.
Yeah.
And that was...
I feel like she's not dead.
I hope not.
She better not be dead.
She better not be dead, because... In the books and the comics, they make her, like, she will do anything to survive.
Wait, I don't think she is dead.
Yeah?
She can't.
Was she not one of the pilots shooting at...
What?
On the... No, I guess she wouldn't have been.
No, because she got done with the fight with Finn.
One of the pilots that they kept showing looked like he had a very shiny mask on. And I got confused.
No, I think it would have been... Wishful thinking.
And I know the... They showed the... The big Star Destroyer get cut in half.
Yeah.
Which is gnarly.
That was.
But Phasma.
And everyone in the audience held their breath throughout the entirety of that silence.
Yeah. Oh, that silence was so amazing.
And just every Star Destroyer behind them just going boom, boom.
Yeah.
That was very beautiful.
But yeah, so we see Phasma fall. No, because they got in the fight after.
Yeah,
everything's on fire.
When everything's on fire,
Finn and Phasma get in a fight.
Yeah,
Finn knocks her in the face, and then she falls down a chasm, kind of thing. But like, you don't really see what was going on, and you're like, wait, that was it.
Yeah.
So I really hope she's alive.
She fell in some fire.
She fell through some fire. She didn't necessarily fall on fire.
So I'm really hoping she comes back.
Yeah.
Like a General Grievous kind of thing, where she's got some replacement parts and. She's pissed off and like...
Yeah, Grievous or Vader-esque or what's that other guy's name? Count
Dooku?
No. The guy from New Dawn.
Oh, I don't know. I read that a while ago.
Yeah, that was remember. That was too.
The
long.
Main bad guy. What was his name? He was so great.
Anyways, whoever that
he
was,
got taken out by a deformed clone trooper.
So, I want to talk about like all the Jedi stuff in here.
There's so much Jedi stuff.
Which was kind of like there is and there isn't.
Yeah.
And It was really cool seeing Luke come back and actually have lines.
Yeah. Luke was great.
He was so
good.
Come on. The first thing he does is
throw the lightsaber away.
Over his shoulder.
I was like, wait, what?
Get this shit out of here.
I was like, oh, this is happening.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was really kind of cool seeing him like still grow as a character.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had room to grow.
Because he clearly hasn't learned everything yet.
Which was really cool, and that plays into the Legends of Luke Skywalker book, because before, there hasn't really been much of any stories in between Return of the Jedi and Force Awakens. You see in the comic Shattered Empire, he goes on some little missions to get this tree from the Emperor's testing facility, and then you don't see him in the Aftermath books, I don't think. I don't remember. Okay. In Battlefront 2, he's in a few scenes where he gets the compass that leads him to
the Jedi Temple.
To the Jedi Temple he's on in this movie, which is kind of cool.
Oh, I saw the compass.
Yeah.
We see the compass.
Yeah, yeah. So he gets that in the video game, which is really cool. And then after that, we just see the flashback in Force Awakens where everything's on fire.
Yeah, we got to finish that scene out a little bit better.
Right. So It was really cool in the Legends of Luke Skywalker book. It kind of shows the legends of what Luke's been up to, and he's basically going around. He's not looking at Jedi stuff. I mean, he's kind of looking for Jedi stuff, but he's looking at Force wielders in general, like different religions of it on different planets, sort of thing. At least in a couple of stories.
Yeah.
So it was cool. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. One story is just fucking awful, and I skipped it. But yeah, it was good. And then we see Rey come out and do some badass stuff.
Yep. She's got really good... I feel like she has trained with her staff in some regard.
Yeah.
As like an exercise regimen or something, because she's too good with a lightsaber to not have some form of
training. Yeah, no, in fact...
To go to the freaking, like, what's that mode that... Not very pod, but basically Ahsoka's version of saber fighting in her training sequence when she throws it backwards.
Backwards, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, they kind of almost confirmed that, too, because, you know, when she's on the cliff and she's fighting with her staff, and she, you know, that it's something that, like, she apparently did on Jakku when she was she had nothing to do.
Right.
And she's fighting with like against the rock. She's fighting like kind of in front of that big rock.
Yeah.
And then she like takes the lightsaber and she kind of does the same thing and you're like, oh yeah, I guess like she taught herself this.
Yeah.
Like so it just kind of it very subtly reinforced that fact.
Right.
Which was kind of cool. Yeah.
And I like that Luke like walks away because she gives into her frustration and her anger and like actually destroys the rock instead of working around it.
Well, I thought she did that by accident. Cuts through the rock on accident.
I thought she was straight up like, let's just see how this goes.
Well, yeah, maybe it was more that, but I don't think she did it out of anger.
No, but I think it was sort of a giving into the
that kind
of, which is kind of a Vipod situation, but sort of giving into the joy of battle and going just a little too far with it.
But even when he's like having her meditate and stuff, Luke sees the dark side, maybe not so much in her, but she kind of like is interested in it. She's not afraid of it.
She thinks there's something in there that she can use.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, but not even remotely resist it.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool.
And then she gets down there and it's just a tide wash out, but a lot of dead things in there. So I guess it's, you know, it lures people in with the safety and then it takes them out. I mean, that is kind of a shitty dark place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not quite a dark side cave, which I was kind of expecting some cool flashback stuff like in Force Awakens, but I was kind of okay with it, like, being a whole lot. Yoda was fucking awesome.
Oh my god, Yoda, I was giggling like a schoolgirl.
Oh my god, like.
And then he was giggling too.
And he was back to his old Yoda self.
Yeah, yeah, and he was puppety, and Frank Oz was amazing.
Yes.
And then Yoda, like, talked a little shit, like Yoda does,
yep.
And gave, you know, spat some wisdom.
I love that scene so much.
When he sits down with him after he's destroyed everything, and he's
Yoda conjures some lightning, which was freaking cool. Not force lightning, dark side, but just like regular old school lightning.
He's sets like, the tree on fire. I can handle this.
It was. I thought it was really cool that he was still kind of teaching Luke, and Luke was like, "I have to destroy this stuff." Like the Jedi wasn't, you know, the Jedi have to end. And Yoda's like, "You know what? I got you. I'll do this."
Yeah, and then when Luke goes in and he's like, "Wait, those are really important." He's like, "Yeah, not really."
Not really. Yeah, but they didn't bring him out anyways.
Did they? I don't think they got to him.
Yeah, in the Falcon at the end of the movie, Finn pulls open a drawer and there's the Jedi books are in there.
Oh, you're right. Rey already took them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rey had already taken them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
Yoda, you sneak. No, Yoda didn't want him knowing.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Sneaky Yoda.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man. I was kind of half expecting Ewan McGregor to come out.
Ewan McGregor.
Come out as Obi-Wan, Force Ghost. That would have been cool, but I'm still super happy with Yoda. Like, that was totally unexpected. Yeah. And, like, damn.
Dude.
Damn. Canto Bite was kind of cool.
Dude, that whole sequence was so Star Wars-y. Like,
it really was.
I legitimately, when they showed that track, I'm like, are we about to watch some motherfucking pod races?
I was,
and then those things rolled in, and I was like,
I thought, too. I was like,
I've never been disappointed that pod racers weren't happening like, so much in my life.
It was, like, one of the best things from episode one.
Oh, it really was. Yeah. I wish there were some, like, screens.
What were those things called?
Oh, Felines or something? Wait, hold on. I'm going to look it up because. Okay. Oh, no, wait. I don't have that book on here. Brian, you mentioned Legends of Luke Skywalker today to me, and I was like, oh, man, like, I didn't read that, because it kind of sounded like it would be important. And, of course, I was like, I got the book, and I thumbed through, like, the first, I don't know, four pages. Literally the first four pages, and they mentioned those creatures in that book.
Yeah, real quick throwaway line kind of thing.
The first four pages, and I was like, okay, whatever. And then they showed up in the movie, and I was like, cool, I know what those are.
Yeah.
Because I just happened to read those.
It was actually really cool to see all the new animals and creatures.
I like the leprechaun.
There was a leprechaun.
Basically, yeah.
Jeez. It was basically a leprechaun. Nice. The fact that after he tries to shove coins in BB-8, the next time you see BB-8, he's jingling as he's rolling.
Oh, yeah.
And then he shoots them all out.
And then he shoots them.
Yeah, so good.
Mm-hmm. BB-8 is such a great droid.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just so great.
He is.
Speaking of great droids, when R2
pulls the Leia clip out.
Oh, my God. Luke first sees R2 and R2 wakes up, like, you're like, oh, man, they're back together. And then, he busts out the hologram from A New Hope.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God.
And then Luke's like, that was a low blow, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. They're BFFs.
Oh, so good.
I like that they're not over reliance on R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Yeah, they're very subtly in the movie.
They were too much there in the prequels.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm glad they brought in BB-8, and everyone fucking loves BB-8.
I really wish R2 had a little bit bigger of a part.
Me too.
But I love how much C-3PO has to sprinkle in there and wait a minute, I don't want to be part of your mutiny.
Yeah.
And he's like, sit your ass down, C-3PO.
Yeah. C-3PO, he was really fucking annoying in the prequels.
Yeah.
Really annoying.
Well,
but like,
quality protocol droid now.
Yeah, oh yeah. But it was just like, why?
Kind of annoying in Force Awakens too.
They've really dumbed down the role.
Yeah, they dialed him down.
They they put him in every now and then.
Yeah,
and
when Leia looks, he goes, "Wipe that nervous look off your face."
Oh, that was beautiful.
It
was
so good.
Yeah, because it was. It's funny because a lot of things that I quote from the original trilogy are 3PO quotes.
Really?
Yeah.
We're doomed.
Right. You know, they stick in my mind a lot, and so I don't mind that. I don't mind him to a point, but I mean, they overdid it in the prequels. Yeah.
Honestly, the prequels were too droid heavy, period. Yeah. Like, they tried to make droids the comic relief.
Heavy periods? Did droids get periods? Sorry. it was just.
It was set up.
The words that were used there were whatever.
Well, when droids get to a certain point, they have to expel
in their
oils. This is getting a little much now. This is going too far. I'm sorry.
See things that I quote from
Threepio.
In the original trilogy.
Speaking of the prequels, I thought it was really cool that Luke said Darth Sidious, because he was never mentioned.
We called him Sidious.
Yeah.
He found out about Sith Lord.
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh gosh. Okay. I don't think we have a whole lot more to talk about because we're running out of steam here. But
yeah, but also we're losing battery on the laptop that we're using.
Oh hell yeah! Oh no, we're good. We're actually doing really great. Okay, so it was a 2.5 hour movie.
That was a solid 2.5 hour, and like it didn't seem
and
like it was
the what like normally these movies move from place to place to place, but we kept coming back to basically two locations for the majority of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
the movie it moved really fast too. It was. You know, I found it a lot more fast-paced than Empire Strikes Back. Because obviously we have to compare it to Empire since it's the second, film in the trilogy. But it just so much stuff happened.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel rushed at all.
No, it didn't.
Which was
really
cool.
It didn't feel rushed, but I was on the edge of my seat.
It definitely was intense.
The entire movie was a battle.
Yeah.
It was one space battle pretty much the entire time from the point where they tracked them.
Yeah.
All the way until... Until Crate. Like, and even then, Crate's just a continuation of that battle, but like every time they came back that's like a Mon Cal cruiser, right?
Yeah.
Every time they came back to the cruiser, I'm like, oh shit, yeah, we're still in the cruiser.
Yeah.
Fuck, we're still
here. It took
me
a minute to realize and remember, like, oh shit, like we're still in the same
system. That's still
a
problem.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a really great use of the clock trope, which and a lot of times they like shoehorn in, like, well, let's give a countdown.
Yeah.
You know, and in this one, like, we're running out of fuel, but, like, we started running out of fuel half an hour in.
Yeah.
You know, and we spent the entire rest of the movie with Emmeline Haldo being Harrison Ford going, get off my plane, you know, different Harrison Ford. I mean, same Harrison Ford, but, and then, like, that sequence, that freaking sequence with Emmeline Haldo at the end, I thought for sure they were going to send Leia out at that scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't, because Leia's still alive at the end of this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she is.
Have they filmed anything?
Nothing. For
any extra scenes that they cut? Do we know of anything?
They said that they're not going to do CGI.
Right, I remember that.
And they said that they gave her a good send-off in this movie. And I brought it up earlier. They gave a good send off to Carrie Fisher, but they didn't give a send off to Princess Leia. So they might recast it, which would be interesting.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, yeah. So, but she definitely should still have a part in this next one.
Well, I know she originally was planned to have a very large
part. She was supposed to have one of the main roles.
Like, one of the main stories of it was kind of Leia.
Yeah, because originally Rian Johnson was going to write the next one, too.
Oh, Rian Johnson was so good. This was so good. This is so far my favorite Star Wars. I mean, I might change my mind about that in, like, 3 weeks when I remember that I love Return of the Jedi and Empire again. But, like, right now, like, the hype train is real, and I am in the engine shoving coal.
Yeah, this one was definitely a lot more emotional to me than Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I really felt very strongly.
All
about
of
this.
My
yeah.
I don't know. I think maybe I was just like so shocked at Force Awakens that we were actually seeing a new Star Wars movie. But yeah, this one definitely, it got a lot deeper.
I'll say I didn't love Force Awakens.
I loved everything with Han Solo in Force Awakens.
Okay.
And I enjoyed generally everything else.
Yeah.
This wasn't a part
and I think
of the
I mentioned to you, like, in the theater, this one was fun.
Yeah.
This
one Force felt like Awakens Star Wars. Wasn't that fun to me. Like, it was good, but it wasn't that fun. But also, this one had, like, a lot of heart in it.
I think they relied too heavily on the older cast members driving the story because they were the ones with all the knowledge in Force Awakens.
Uh-huh.
And in this one, Poe
and
Finn and Rey are kind of the driving force saying,
and even
get
Rose.
With the times, old people.
Yeah.
And in the last one, we kind of were in grumpy old man mode for the most part because we were kind of dealing with how Han and Leia were dealing with the situation.
True. Very true.
You know, and this we got to see it through eyes of characters that we know for different reasons through different ways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, getting everybody, getting Leia to go, Leia, you know, you can't save everybody. People have to die in a war. That's Poe's, you know, thing.
Yeah.
And then you've got Rey going, Luke, get your shit together. And then Finn is off on his own. Like, really, he's kind of just doing his own thing. But he's kind of our swashbuckler now.
Yeah, yeah.
Finn and Rose, so cute.
So cute. That ending and that... like that point where you're like, oh my god, Finn's gonna die.
Oh,
like people in the theater were like,
what the like, oh, no. They cannot do this.
They can't.
They thought for sure, and like the only way that was gonna get stopped was how they did it, and it was such a good
see. And I originally thought that Luke was gonna come down with his X-wing and blow up whatever was gonna.
I would have killed to see Luke in an X-wing. One time.
And then, but then the whole ending in general,
people would have been murdered.
Oh,
if I had been able. If it was up to me to get Luke in the next wing again, oh I would have God. Murdered people. Let that fight me, NSA. Fight me. IRL, what's your address?
Whoa, Bakersfield, let's calm it down here.
Luke in an X-Wing's like one of the best parts about Star Wars.
And in related Luke X-Wing news, I really liked how you saw his X-Wing at the bottom of the lagoon that was
I thought
right
for
there.
Sure he was going to make her pull it out.
Yeah. Or he was going to do it.
Yeah, the old, you know, lift the ship out of the water trick. No backpack, no climbing on a hairy vine. I can be your backpack while you climb.
I know, I was really looking forward to Rey carrying Luke. Her back.
Yeah. I mean, how else are you supposed to train like a Jedi?
Yeah. I like the music in this one too a lot.
Oh, can we talk about.
Can we do that real quick? Then we got to get out of here.
Yeah. I love this soundtrack way more than I love Force Awakens soundtrack.
Yeah.
The music was more intense. It was faster paced. I mean, granted.
The few little new melodies that they added in there were really solid. Yeah.
But then also they brought in some of the old cues too.
Yeah.
And spiced them up a little bit and like brought them in with some of the newer stuff. Oh man, it was so good.
I would have liked the asteroid field a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the Emperor's theme, because those are like my jams.
Gotcha.
That ooh.
Yeah.
You know, I would have liked something like that, but at the same time, that's the Emperor's theme, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I need something, you know.
Emperor's not here.
I don't know. Friggin' 2 weeks from now, somebody's gonna post a video and be like, hey, this track backwards is this track from Return of the Jedi.
Yeah,
like
or
they
something
did
like
with
that,
Rogue
right?
One.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah,
so good. John Williams kicked its ass.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
Like usual.
And then Benicio Del Toro was there.
Oh, his character. That was another thing I didn't quite... I don't say I didn't like it, but I was like, what's the point?
Yeah.
They built his character up
to
be super mysterious and like, oh, is this going to be like Ezra from Rebels coming back or whatever? And he ended up being some weird drunk guy, sort of.
Drunk warmonger. I still think it's actually his ship.
I'd believe that. Yeah.
I totally believe
that. He's kind of the weird Lando, but not in a cool way.
I will like him more if he comes back in the next one.
Yeah.
If that's the end of his like whole part here, then I'm going
to
be annoyed.
Yeah. They're supposed to be coming out with a comic book of him in January, I think.
Okay.
On his backstory. Okay. So we'll see how that goes.
Well.
We'll read it.
But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So projections for the future. What comic books and what story like development now that we have information that we do. Do you think Marvel's going to put out?
I want all of Luke's training the Jedi. Oh, wait. Hold on. First movie, we had the Knights of Ren, who helped Kylo Ren take down the Jedi Temple and all that stuff. Like, what? Who are they and what happened to them? And why aren't they in this movie? Or why aren't they mentioned? Anybody?
Yeah, we don't know.
Anybody?
Yet.
Anybody? Yeah. That bugged me, because we saw a few pictures of them and a few the flashback scenes.
They were all wearing those red Temple Guard outfits.
No, they weren't. They were Oh, shit. That could have been
me.
But that...
That's a real shitty way to celebrate.
But
the
and even he said, and even Luke said that he had
and none of them have lightsabers.
He had a dozen students he was training. Kylo
seven or so went with Kylo, and then the rest he killed.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if those could be the guards. But at the same time, like, why wouldn't Snoke have his guards already?
And why wouldn't Snoke's guards have lightsabers?
Force
if they
powers.
I think it
would have
been
use
revealed
the force.
Too. If that was the case.
Dude,
those guards are badass.
Those guards were super badass. They got taken out in awesome ways, too.
They did.
There was some really cool, like, ways to use a lightsaber in this movie.
Yeah.
Like that point where she throws the lightsaber and right into the guy's head.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then the lightsaber turn and like,
get
float cut.
Snoke?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
The Snoke?
The Snoke float?
Yeah, Snoke float.
I could go for some Snoke floats right now.
Oh, man.
All right. That's it. We're exhausted now.
Yeah, we're tired. It's late.
Our hype is dying down. We've already been recording for far too long. No, not at all. Okay, bye, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching Star Wars with us.
Oh, wait. Florence, where can we find you on the interwebs?
Yeah.
Interwebs. You can find me at Glitbiter, which is a Star Wars reference.
Yeah, it is.
Glitbiter on all of the things.
Also, check out our tunes.
Glitbiter. That's Glitbiter.
Thank you for spelling that with a G. That's where you can find me. Just type, you know what, type in Glitbiter
and
on
see
Google
what...
because the first thing that comes up is my SoundCloud.
Nice. Way to go, SEO.
The second thing that comes up is the Wikipedia entry.
Yeah.
If you
want
to learn more about what Glitbiter
is. There we go.
But yes, you can find me on the interwebs as that.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice. We can find your music there. We can find any podcastings that you're doing.
Are you doing any of those anymore?
No.
No?
Really.
So if you didn't know, we used to have a Star Wars podcast.
We did, for like a minute.
Yeah. I don't even know.
You know.
It works out right now. It was there.
It was there.
Yeah, we had
whatever.
Quite a few episodes. Not quite a few. We had enough.
Did a decent amount.
Yeah. Good times.
All right. Well, Brian, you're at Shield Agent B-Rom, as usual.
Like usual.
I'm at Bryce Rankins, and you can, of course, find us at Sneaky Geek Pod or at Sneaky Geek Podcast, depending on if you're on Instagram or Twitter. And if you don't know which one's which by now, well, I figured out.
Yeah.
So.
Tweet us back, comment us back, whatever.
Yes, please tell us everything, but no talking about spoilers on the internet for 2 weeks. If the new year has happened, I want to hear all about it. But until then, be kind, be nice to people.
Although we're talking about spoilers here, so.
Yeah, but our spoilers are audible. Oh, they're not words on a screen. Yeah. Don't you come at us with a Twitter and be like, bro, when Luke died, blah, blah, blah. Or like, I will hunt your ass down.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Spoiler guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Knock it off. And it won't even get me X-Wing Luke Skywalker.
I know.
And I'm still willing to hunt you. Oh. All right. You're wonderful. I love you all. Bye, everybody.